Ezekiel chapter 26. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, because that Tyrus has said against Jerusalem, Aha, she is broken, that was the gates of the people. She is turned unto me, I shall be replenished. Now she is laid waste. Therefore, thus said the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Tyrus, and will cause many nations to come up against thee, as the sea causeth its waves to come up. And they shall destroy the walls of Tyrus, and break down her towers. I will also scrape her dust from her, and make her like the top of a rock. It shall be a place for the spreading of nets in the midst of the sea. For I have spoken it, said the Lord God, and it shall become a spoil to the nations. And her daughters, which are in the field, shall be slain by the sword, and they shall know that I am the Lord. For thus said the Lord God, Behold, I will bring upon Tyrus Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, a king of kings, from the north, with horses, and with chariots, and with horsemen, and companies, and much people. He shall slay with the sword thy daughters in the field, and he shall make a fort against thee, and cast a mount against thee, and lift up the buckler against thee, and he shall set engines of war against thy walls, and with his axes he shall break down thy towers. By reason of the abundance of his horses, their dust shall cover thee. Thy walls shall shake at the noise of the horsemen, and of the wheels, and of the chariots, when he shall enter into thy gates, as men enter into a city wherein is made a breach. With the hoofs of his horses shall he tread down all thy streets. He shall slay thy people by the sword, and thy strong garrisons shall go down to the ground, and they shall make a spoil of thy riches, and make a prey of thy merchandise. They shall break down thy walls and destroy thy pleasant houses. And they shall lay thy stones and thy timber and thy dust in the midst of the water. And I will cause the noise of thy songs to cease, and the sound of thy harps shall be no more heard. And I will make thee like the top of a rock. Thou shalt be a place to spread nets upon. Thou shalt be built no more. For I, the Lord, have spoken it, said the Lord God. Thus said the Lord God to Tyrus, Shall not the isles shake at the sound of thy fall? When the wounded cry, when the slaughter is made in the midst of thee, then all the princes of the sea shall come down from their thrones, and lay away their robes, and put up their broidered garments. They shall clothe themselves with trembling. They shall sit upon the ground, and shall tremble at every moment, and be astonished at thee. And he shall take up a lamentation for thee, and say to the hour thou destroyed, that was inhabited of sea-faring men, the renowned city which was strong in the sea, she and her inhabitants, which caused their terror to be on all that haunt it. Now shall the eyes tremble in the day of thy fall, yet the eyes that are in the sea shall be troubled at thy departure. For thus saith the Lord God, when I shall make thee a desolate city, like the city that are not inhabited, when I shall bring up the deep upon thee, and great waters shall cover thee, when I shall bring thee down with them that descend into the people, with the people of old time, and shall set thee in the low parts of the earth, in places desolate of old, with them that go down to the people, that thou be not inhabited, and I shall set glory in the land of the living. I will make thee a terror, and thou shalt be no more, though thou be sought for, yet shall thou never be found again, said the Lord God. Chapter 27. The word of the Lord came again to me, saying, Now, thou son of man, take up a lamentation for Tyrus, and say unto Tyrus, O thou that art situate at the entry of the sea, which art a merchant of the people for many isles. Thus said the Lord God, O Tyrus, thou hast said, I am of perfect beauty. Thy borders and in the midst of the seas, thy builders have perfected thy beauty. They have made all thy ship ports of factories of Sinai. They have taken cedars from Lebanon to make masts for thee, of the oaks of Bashan. Have they made thy oars the company of the Ashurites? Have made thy benches of ivory, brought out of the isles of Shittim? Fine linen, broidered work from Egypt, was that which thou spreadest forth to be thy sail. Blue and purple from the isles of Elisha was that which covered thee. The inhabitants of Sidon and Arvad were thy mariners. Thy wise men, O Tyros, that were in thee, were thy pilots. The ancients of Gebal and the wise men thereof were in thee thy caucus. All the ships of the sea with their mariners were in thee to occupy thy merchandise. They of Persia and of Lud and of Put were in thy army, thy men of war. They hung the shield and helmet in thee. They set forth thy comeliness. The men of Arvad with thy army were upon thy walls all about, and the Gamadims were in thy towers. They hung their shields upon thy walls all about. They have made thy beauty perfect. Tarshish was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of all kind of fishes, with silver, iron, tin, and lead. They traded in thy fears. Javan, Tubal, and Meshech, they were thy merchants. They traded the persons of men and vessels of brass in thy market. They of the house of Togama traded in thy fears, with horses and horsemen and mules. The men of Dedan were thy merchants. Many eyes were the merchandise of thy hand. They brought thee for a present horns of ivory and ebony. Syria was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of the wall of the wares of their making. They occupied in the fairs with emeralds, purple and broidered work, and fine linen and coral and agate. Judah and the land of Israel, they were thy merchants. They traded in thy market wheat of minute and panak, and honey and oil and balm. Damascus was thy merchant in the multitude of the wares of thy making, for the multitude of all riches in the wine of Elbon and white wool. Dan also and Javan, going to and fro, occupied in thy fears. Bright iron, cassia, and calamus were in thy market. Dedan was thy merchant in precious clothes of chariots. Arabia and all the princes of Kedah, they occupied with thee in lamps and rams and goods. In these were they thy merchants. The merchants of Sheba and Rama, they were thy merchants. They occupied in thy fears with sheaf of all spices and with all precious stones and gold. Haran and Kadali and Eden, the merchants of Sheba, Asher and Kilbat, were thy merchants. They were thy merchants in all sorts of things, in blue clothes and broidered work, and in chests of rich apparel, bound with coats made of cedar, among the merchandise. The ships of Tarshish did sing of thee in thy market, and thou was replenished and made very glorious in the midst of the seas. The towers have brought thee into great waters. The cast wind, the east wind, has broken thee in the midst of the seas. Thy riches and thy fears, thy merchandise, thy mariners, and thy pilots, thy caucus, and the occupiers of thy merchandise, and all thy men of war that are in thee, and in all the company.
All that company.
Which is in the midst of thee, shall fall into the midst of the seas in the day of thy ruin. The suburbs shall shake at the sound of the cry of thy pilots. And all that undo the oar, the mariners, and all the pilots of the sea shall come down from their ships. They shall stand upon the land, and shall cause their voice to be heard against thee, and shall cry bitterly, and shall cast up dust upon their heads. They shall wallow themselves in the ashes, and they shall make themselves utterly bald for thee, and guard them with sackcloth, and they shall weep for thee with bitterness of heart and bitter seal, bitter willing. And in their willing they shall take up a lamentation for thee, and lament over thee, saying, what city is like Tyrus, like the destroyed in the midst of the sea? When thy wares went forth out of the seas, thou feedest many people. Thou didst enrich the kings of the earth with the multitude of thy riches and of thy merchandise. In the time when thy order shall be broken by the seas, in the depths of the waters, thy merchandise and all thy company in the midst of thee shall fall. All the inhabitants of the isles shall be astonished at thee, and their kings shall be so afraid. They shall be troubled in their countenance. The merchants among the people shall hiss at thee. That shall be a throw, and never shall be any more. Chapter 28. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, thus saith the Lord God, because thy heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God, I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas, yet thou art a man, and not God, though thou say thy heart as the heart of God. Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. With thy wisdom and with thy understanding, thou hast gotten thee riches, and hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasures. By thy great wisdom and by thy traffic, as thou increase thy riches, and thy heart is lifted up because of thy riches. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast set thy heart as the heart of God, behold, therefore I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defile thy brightness. They shall bring thee down to the pit, and thou shalt die the death of them that are slain in the midst of the seas. Wilt thou yet say before him that slay thee, I am God? But thou shalt be a man, and not God, in the hand of him that slay thee. Thou shalt die the death of the under uncircumcised, by the hand of strangers, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of thy tablets, and thy pipes was prepared in thee, in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have said it so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground, and will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thy iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will thy bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shall thou be any more. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Sidon, and prophesy against it. And say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Zidon, and I will be glorified in the midst of thee, and they shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall have executed judgment in thee in her, and shall be satisfied in her. For we send into her pestilence and blood into her streets, and the wounded shall be judged in the midst of her by the sword. Upon her own every side, and they shall know that I am the Lord, and there shall be no more prickling briar unto the house of Israel, nor any grieving thorn of the all that are round about them that despise them, and they shall know that I am the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God, when I shall have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered, and shall be sanctified in them in the sight of the heathen, then shall they dwell in their land that I have given to my servant Jacob, and they shall dwell safely therein, and shall build houses and plant vineyards. Yea, they shall dwell with confidence, when I have executed judgment upon all those that despise them all about them, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God. Chapter 29. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, and in the 12th day of the month, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and against all Egypt. Speak and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great dragon that lieth in the midst of his rivers, which has said, My river is my own, and I have made it for myself. But I will put hooks in thy jaws, and I will cause the fish of thy rivers to stick unto thy scales. And I will bring thee up out of the midst of thy rivers, and all the fish of thy rivers shall stick unto thy scales. And I will leave thee a thrown into the wilderness, thee and all the fish of thy rivers. Thou shalt fall upon the open fields. Thou shalt not be brought together, nor gathered. I have given thee for meat to the beasts of the field, and to the fowls of the heaven. And all the inhabitants of Egypt shall know that I am the Lord, because they have been a staff of reed to the house of Israel. When they took hold of thee by thy hand, thou did break and rend all their shoulders. When they leaned upon thee, thou breakest and madest all their loins to be at the stand. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will bring a sword upon thee and cut off man and beast out of thee, and the land of Egypt shall be desolate and waste. And you shall know that I am the Lord, because he has said, The river is mine. And I have made it. Behold, therefore, I am against thee and against thy rivers, and I will make the land of Egypt utterly waste and desolate, from the tower of Zion even unto the border of Ethiopia. No foot of man shall pass through it, nor foot of beast, nor foot of beast shall pass through it, neither shall it be inhabited 40 years. And I will make the land of Egypt desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate. And our cities among the cities that are laid waste shall be desolate 40 years. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and will disperse them through the countries. Yet, thus said the Lord God, at the end of 40 years will I gather the Egyptians from the people whither they were scattered. And I will bring again the captivity of Egypt, and will cause them to return to the land of Patros, to the land of their habitation, and they shall be there a base kingdom. It shall be the basest of the kingdom. Neither shall it exalt itself any more above the nations, but will diminish them, that they shall no more rule over the nations. It shall be no more the confidence of the house of Israel, which bringeth their iniquity to remembrance, when they shall look after them, that they shall know that I am the Lord God. It came to pass in the 27th year, in the first month, in the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, caused his army to serve a great service against Tyrus. Every head was made bold, every soldier was peeled. Yet are ye no wages, nor his army, but Tyrus, for the service that he has served against it. Therefore, thus said the Lord God, Behold, I will give the land of Egypt unto Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and shall take a multitude, and take a spoil, and take a prey, and shall be the wages for his army. I have given him the land of Egypt for his labor therewith he served against it, because they rose for me, said the Lord God. In that day will I cause the horn of the house of Israel to ward forth, and I will give thee the opening of the mouth in the midst of them, and shall know that I am the Lord.